Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. It's so lovely to have you here. And I want to give Becky a massive shout out for her amazing review that she left for the podcast. Thank you, Becky. We spoke this morning, didn't we? And it was amazing. Some incredible insights came from our chat for Becky, which was so much fun. I am so reminded every time I speak to people the power of this tool to get us back on the right path. And I don't think it's even about the right path, right? Because we're all on the right path. Like, as I say to my clients all the time, like, you can't F this up. You can't muck it up. Like, you're doing it. But the thing that I love about human design is that at least I know where to look. Like, it's almost like, technically, as we go down the journey of human design and learning our design and living in more alignment with our design, we're taking all the layers off. So technically, we're just easily and effortlessly becoming, right? Becoming who we are on the inside, becoming our most authentic self. However, if you're like me and so many of my clients, it's like, no, I need a checklist. I want to know how, and these are the steps. And I totally get it. Like, I'm a behavioral coach. I get that that's my ego. But the thing I love about human design is it really gives my ego the places to look. It gives me the focus of what to invest my energy into. It gives me resonance, you know, and I'm just reminded with every conversation. I spoke to another human design person, Juliet is her name, and she lives in New York and she's a reflector. And her experience of life right now, like, she was absolutely super fine in lockdown and being in her own aura. And the moment she went out into the world, like, the poor thing just got hit by this wave of fear. And it really affected her. And I thought, you know, being able to share with someone like that who is instinctively knowing she needs to just stay home and find ways even to have her groceries delivered, like, instinctively she knows that that's the right thing to do for her. However, her beautiful friends who love her are like, oh no, you have to get out. Like, you're a really outdoors person. Like, she's high energy. Like, she's got so much energy. So not what I expected. So much energy, really bubbly, really, you know, positive attitude. So her friends are all like, you need to get out. You need to make sure you connect with nature, because that's one of her big things. So her ego is playing that game of, yeah, maybe they're right. Although her internal guidance system's going, yeah, I really need to stay on the inside. Like, I really need to stay inside. Which was confirmed when she actually went out to the grocery store and it really messed with her energy. And I think that this is the stuff that, well, I know this is what I love about human design, is it really gives us the ability to be our most authentic self, and not in a, you know, just be your most authentic self. Like, those words used to do my head in, like, because all I wanted was how. Tell me how to do that. Give me a freaking checklist. And as much as my mentor Kim would be like, you know, oh, well, you know, you just have to let it happen. You don't do your human design. You don't check the list off. You just allow it. You decondition and allow it. I'm like, I love that. And I love your peace and serenity. But for me, I'm a doer and I need a checklist. And this is what really works for me for human design. And, you know, at the end of the day, human design is an experiment. So you could have, you know, 50 different people's opinion of what, I don't know, a line one is, but that is not who you are. They are just indicators. They're like big neon signs saying this direction, but it's up to you to actually step into that line one and go, well, the line one for me feels like this. The line one for me turns up like this. This works for me as a line one. And this is the thing that I think is so super cool. Now I've kind of gone on a little bit. I'm going to rein it back just to let you know that with the podcasts, as of next week, what I'm going to do, because I'm so inspired by my incredible mastermind group, I'm going to do teaching. So every Monday podcast, I'm going to just teach on something. You know, it might be centers. It might be your north node. It might be, you know, personal planets. It might be your incarnation cross. Like, whatever it might be, I'm going to teach something on a Monday so that you can literally go away and implement that. Like, go and learn that specific part of your chart, or that how the energy works in that specific way. And what I'll actually do is I'll ask Justin to put up a link in the show notes for a little video I've done for everyone to just go onto My Body Graph and put your own your details in there and get your free chart. So we'll put that in the show notes for anyone who doesn't already have their chart or can't access their own chart. Because I know that so many people go and get their chart done on Jovian, which is awesome. However, if you go and get it done on My Body Graph, then you can literally see a lot more information on the gates. And if you fork out, I think, $35 or something like that, you can see all your information and you can hear some recordings that Ra has in there, or some recordings from Ra that they have in there. So it's one that's kind of a one-stop shop. And then when we go into some of the more detailed stuff, there are other programs, but I'll talk to you about that when we get to that. So Mondays will be all about teaching of some kind. So stay tuned and send your questions in if there's something specific you want to learn about, you want to hear about. Otherwise, I'll either follow questions from the mastermind, or I'll follow questions from clients, or even just whatever takes my fancy. Now, the next thing is one podcast a week. I'm going to do the more conversational with myself, you know, whatever's happening in the world, something that's current, and discuss that. And then I'll do, if we have a third podcast in a week, we'll do an interview. So this is going to be a rough structure moving forward, because I am a manifesting generator, so I'm never going to fully commit to giving you that every week. You know that. This is me being authentic. If it doesn't feel good, it's not going to happen. However, my projector is pretty strict about things, so probably will happen most of the time. All right. Now, today, I want to talk to you about something that I was inspired by this morning on a post on LinkedIn by a guy called Andy Holmes. and he tagged me in this post. And the conversation that he had in his little short video was, it's all well and good that we are investing time and energy into transforming how we live and who we're being right now through this time of uncertainty and massive change and transformation and having to live in a whole new way, you know, like this new normal or whatever the tag word or the trendy word is right now. However, what about when it all goes back? What happens then? What happens when we go back to the way things were, when the virus is kind of done and dusted? And this, I thought, was such a great question, because as he said in his video, like, everyone's really focusing on the now and what's happening now and the shifts and changes that are happening now. However, it's still, you know, from my point of view, and what I sort of said is that, yes, this is fantastic that these things are happening now. This is really, really brilliant. There are some really, really great shifts and changes happening. However, there's still a lot of reactionary behavior. So from a brain point of view, people's identities aren't actually changing. They're just creating an identity of the person they are within the crisis, not actually an identity of the whole new person they're becoming. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of people, and I mean, I see this in social media, especially on LinkedIn, there's a lot of people who have jumped into hero mode. And God, wouldn't it be cool if we could just know if they were all line fives? Like, that would be pretty cool. And they're jumping into hero mode. They want to take care of people. They're highly driven by their defined G centers that say, I'm here on the planet to help and support people, to save the day. And you don't have to have a defined G center or a line five to be one of these awesome people who are jumping in to help. And then there's the people who are receiving the help. And they're like, yes, I can do this. I can shift and change. I can now work from home, or I can homeschool my kids, or I can, and all of this is happening and it's fantastic. However, is the identity that they're creating a midterm identity, or is it a long-term identity? And this is the thing that fascinates me. So I ask you out there, is the person that you're becoming and the person that you've already become through this, is this a long-term vision? Are you already seeing that this is the way you could live long term? Because if it's not, what's potentially going to happen is that you're going to literally bounce back to the old way of being. And that makes me think, like, that's a really big question I want you to ask yourself. Like, do you want to go back to the person that you were before all this? Or do you really want to maintain who you're becoming into the future? Well, I know for me personally, like, again, we're in this really good place that we were already working from home. We're already working towards homeschooling kids potentially in the future. So we're sort of already on that bandwagon. But one of the really big things for me personally that has been a huge game changer in our life is this removal of time pressure. Like, our family can really flow, even with the three, you know, MGs in the house, like really big energies that are bouncing off the walls at times. And, you know, like this making sure that we don't fall back into the old habits when all of this is over. And this has been something that, of course, it's no surprise I would get tagged in a post to contribute an opinion on this. My gate 17, by the way, opinion. And again, all of this is just my opinion. Like, this isn't truth. This isn't your truth. This is my opinion. And there's a lot of questions I've already put out there in this podcast that I would highly encourage you to go and answer for yourself. And for me and for our family, moving forward is going to be really, it's going to be really important that time pressure is something we remove. Because what's happening from a human design point of view is that the three MGs in our house do not have root definition, okay? And if you're open in the root center, then you have a real ability to be conditioned to always be in a hurry. You know, you might eat fast, you might feel guilty for sitting down. And this is stuff that that we feel all the time, and I can see a massive difference in our household, is that without the time pressure pushing us to be at school on time or do things a certain way or really make sure that we have to be, you know, from here to there, or bedtime is this time, or all of these things. And look, it's not to say that those things haven't changed completely. It's just with the removal of time pressure, it's been a massive game changer. And it's almost weird because I'm a massive believer in, for example, kids need sleep, people need sleep. So we've always been really strict on bedtime. Now, when the kids were off to school every day, it was like this really rigorous, like, it is this time. And it was almost like, you know, there was added pressure because getting them to bed on time affected everything tomorrow, right? Now the time pressure's been removed. We still have a bedtime, but it's just not as strict. Like, we just don't think about it too much because there's not a domino effect, right, in the morning. And the cool thing that I really realized is they still go to bed at the same time, but everyone goes to bed in a much better mood. We're all just a bit more chilled out. So do we want to make sure that we maintain this after, you know, we're freed from our homes? Of course. Oh my God. This has fundamentally changed our family. So it's now. Now is the time to be thinking about this. Now is the time to be focusing forward and being conscious about who we need to become long term, so that once these, you know, almost arbitrary time pressures do reappear, like school, then we make sure that we fully move into that person and remove and keep those time pressures absent or as absent as possible, as opposed to just falling back into those old habits. Now, time pressure is a great example, but here's the other thing. There's probably a lot of you out there, because I work with so many corporates or corporates that want to go into their own business or people just starting their side hustle business. And right now, if you're living a more flexible life and you're focusing on the good parts of that, because remember, any change and transformation can be really messy and uncomfortable. So if you're choosing to focus on the messy and uncomfortable bits, well, you're going to end up with more of that. So I highly recommend, as you go through this time, you do not bond with your friends over the fact that your kids want to kill each other every 5 minutes. Like, no, stop it. Just stop it. Focus on the fact that I really quite enjoy having the flexibility to work when I want to work. Or I'm loving the fact that, you know, the environment has bounced back like anything. That's incredible. Or I'm loving the fact that my free time is now spent with my family and we go outside and ride bikes or whatever it is. Like, really start now to change your mind, your focus on what you want more of. Because the other thing that dawned on me that's great is, like, I'm so okay. I am fully comfortable, happy, abundant, safe, certain in uncertainty, like all of these really cool things. And it was one of the things that really came to my mind, or I was curious about, is like, what's the significant change? Because, like, we are really freaking, I am really quite laid back, like really laid back. And then it dawned on me, of course, it's my energy. I am in a house with four other people and not sharing auras with a bunch of other people. I should say three other people and a dog, who I found out is a reflector the other day. How cool is that? We've got our very own reflector in the house. And if our dog is our reflector and our indicator of how our little community's going, well, bloody hell, we're doing all right. Anyway, sorry, distracted. So these are the things that I really want to be focusing on now, so that when, oh yeah, that's what I was saying about the energy, right? So because I'm not sharing auras and other people's energy all the time, and other people who are under time pressure, or other people are feeling stress from their life, or I'm not feeling other people's auras from all sorts of different things, it's really giving me the time to be more in alignment with who I am. And our whole family is working, you know, with our own if we're a chart, like a composite chart, with our own family rhythm. And it's so freeing, you know, because it makes me realize how much energy I've been processing of other people's. I've been trying to process other people's energy, and it's not mine to process. It's just not, you know, like with this household, with the four of us, I know where I'm going to be most affected. I know that Justin's defined root center affects me, that I can sometimes feel guilty for doing nothing, right? And that is just cool. If I ever notice that feeling, or if I ever tell myself that now, I'm like, oh no, that's just potential conditioning. So just let it go. That's not my energy. That's Justin's pressure center, you know, just buzzing all the time to be productive. That's not mine. And that in itself is like, cool, I can step away from that. That's been really empowering for me. And what I want all of you guys to start really thinking about is, while you're here in your own aura, in your own energy, who have you become? Are you more aligned, or are you still allowing the mind to really drive your existence, your experience of life? Because right now, and I actually caught up with another friend of mine, and she has had some massive changes in her life, and she now lives alone. And she's just like, oh my God, I'm so happy. This is amazing. Of course she is. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, of course you are, because you're in your own aura now, and you've got a time, you've had so much upheaval in your life, and you've literally got the space, the energetic space, to realign to who you are at an authentic level. So of course you're feeling good. So this is what I really want to encourage all of you. Two things from this podcast. Number one, please focus forward. You know, who are you becoming? What's the long-term identity that you're becoming? Not just this stopgap version. Don't let the good stuff fall away. And don't take on the unresourceful stuff and let that become part of who you are going to become long-term. And number two, please, please, please take advantage of the ability to be in your own aura. Because the more you're in your own aura, the more authentic you will be. If you are thinking with the mind a lot and you're open in the head and the ajna, you don't want to be thinking, you know, like meditate. And if you are defined in the head and the ajna, meditate also. You know, like decisions aren't meant to come from the mind. So take this time to be in your own energy, identify your own energy, get, you know, practice little games with yourself to see how you feel when you're in someone else in the house's aura versus just your own. Because this is a time that you can really connect to your own unique energy, your own unique blueprint, without having all of these other things coming and interfering with it. So the more you can put boundaries in place around, you know, any social media, the more you can put boundaries in place when it comes to work. Like if you're working from home and you're still super busy, boundaries in place to really have an end of day, so that you have these blocks of time in your day to be just in your own aura. And it's going to be a massive game changer. You're going to be able to connect to your own type, your own strategy, your own authority. You're going to hear it louder than you've heard it before. So please make the most of this opportunity. Okay, that is it for me today. On Monday, we're going to go into our first teaching podcast, and I'm going to sort of start with a good old why human design. And let's go back to some real fundamentals for those of you to just have a refresher, to talk about, you know, what specifically is human design and how, because this is the favorite question of both me and all the clients I seem to attract, how do I actually live in it? Thanks everyone for joining, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.